A very good morning to you and a happy Mother's Day to all the mothers listening. From me, Mary Fagan, this morning on Horizons. On the programme, we have Father Joe McGrath chatting to us about love, actually. We begin to promote our diocesan pilgrimage to Taizé, and I chat to Teresita from the Philippines, a very integral part of St. John's parish community here in Tralee. First up, thanks for joining me this morning, Teresita.
Thank you too, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Teresita, tell me a little bit about yourself, because I know you're from the Philippines originally, but you've been in Ireland 17 or 18 years. How did you end up in Ireland?
My sister is here in Ireland already. She's a nurse in Tralee General Hospital, though it's now is University Hospital Kerry. I came from Saudi Arabia to the nursing home, St. Louis Nursing Home. I'm there working for 4 years, and then I transferred to Our Lady of Fatima Home for 12 years.
Did you come, Teresita, with nursing qualifications, or did you have to get your nursing qualifications here?
I am a qualified nurse from the Philippines and in Saudi Arabia, so I came here as a nurse.
You came here fully qualified.
Fully qualified, yes.
And now you're in the
Now general. I'm transferred the last year in University Hospital Kerry as a nurse phlebotomist.
Testing bloods.
Yes, just drawing bloods.
Taking bloods and sending them for
sending testing. To the labs for tests.
Very important job. You're in Ireland a long time. Do you ever go home to your home?
I came here in 2006. I went home with my family because my husband is here as well and my son every 2 years. But just lately, we stuck here because of the COVID-19. So we went home last year. It's about 6 years.
And is your husband from the Philippines as well?
My husband is from the Philippines and he's also a nurse, qualified nurse in University Hospital Kerry.
What are the things that you've missed from home?
Ireland is my second home really now. I really don't miss a lot in the Philippines because a lot of Filipino here. We have a Filipino community and they are family as well. So only maybe a food. Yeah, native food that we used to eat, especially during this Lenten season. We have this glutinous rice.
Beautiful. And what about the climate?
Oh, the climate there is just rainy and sunny season only. We don't have winter and we don't have also spring.
But so, do you miss the heat?
I miss the heat, really, yes.
But you've settled fully into Ireland and into Tralee.
I'm happy in here. I'm settled in here now.
You were born and raised Catholic.
Yes, in the Philippines, we are at the moment 119 million population. Almost 80% is Catholic in the Philippines.
You remained involved in the church.
I really volunteered because even in the Philippines, I'm a member of charismatic community. I'm here almost 10 years now as a minister of the Eucharist in St. John Church.
So your faith is very important to you.
Oh, it's very, very important. My mother is kind of very, very religious. She always instilled in us that we have to hold our faith wherever we go. You know, she said that prayers is your weapon in every difficulties and problems that comes your way.
And is your mother still alive?
Deceased, and my father as well. 5 years ago, when my mother died, it seems very hard for me to go home at the moment that they are not there anymore. So I can kind of keeping myself with the Filipino community here and my sister and my family as well.
Yes. Is it a strong community? Are there many?
Oh, yes. Yeah. At the moment now, in Tralee alone, including children, we're kind of 200 Filipino here around Cholet.
What do you do together as a group?
Every weekend we have a birthday party. We usually have a gathering, yeah, kind of Thanksgiving and a small party, but we have loads of food as well because our Filipino families have their own masterpiece of cooking and they have to bring that for sharing. Every time we have really a big party.
Do you feel that your community is integrated into the Cholet community now?
Filipino and Irish is no difference at all, even in the way we are having our religious belief. In my childhood days, I can see that there's a lot of Irish priests, especially Dominican priests, that went to the Philippines like a missionary. And now I think they are all gone. And I think this time is a payback time that Filipino have to come here in Ireland to share religious belief as well. And we have a lot of priests at the moment. Actually, I'm a member of Couples for Christ, originated in the Philippines. Our mission is just to a families in the spirit.
Teresita, do you think that the practice of faith in the Philippines is stronger than the Irish practice of faith today?
I think it is very, very strong. Our faith is very strong, really, that every year we encountered a lot of typhoons, we have floods, we have a lot of natural calamities every year. We still hold on to our faith, really, that we can still survive, we can cope. Every time we have some kind of problem, we just smile and, you know, we don't make it a big deal or we don't take it seriously. Standing up again. We have our faith and we have a lot of hope as well. Depression is not in our thing, really, you know, that we can still cope in every trials and problems that we encountered.
Do you think that's nearly a cultural difference, do you?
Kind of, Mary. Filipinos are very religious as well. Our children grew up in the modern era, but still parents are keeping the tradition.
What ages are your children?
I have one boy only. He's 20 years old already.
Did you have any difficulty passing on your beliefs to him?
Because we are having every month, we gathered 5 or 4 families gathering for prayers. They can witness that Bible study. And it's like a rotation of every household from one household to another household. Even we have a member from different counties, like we have from Galway, from Cork, from Dublin. So we also travel every month. They can witness that, and it's not hard for them also to believe and to keep our religion. Seeing it from us, I think we are kind of a model for them as well.
It sounds like you do a lot of work on your faith. The lay community, that the families have taken it on themselves, and they actually work at their faith.
Yes, yeah.
So at the moment, in the church in Kerry Diocese and all over the country, we're looking to see, can laity become more involved in the church because there are so few vocations? What do you think of that move?
Actually, it's a very good move as well. Hopefully that people will come to join. As for me, I join, and as my sister as well. We join as a lay minister, and also actually I'm one of the member of St. John
Parish Council
at the moment. So I'm very proud to represent our community, Filipino community.
So from everything you're saying, it sounds like as a lay community, you've worked. As parents, you've worked to maintain the faith.
Yes.
And it's paying off.
Yes. And it's a nice feeling as well. If you volunteer in any way and you can help, just like in the nursing home in St. Louis before COVID time, I'm the one giving the communion every Sunday. It's a nice and rewarding feeling that people are kind of thanking you, even just as to say thank you. It's really a good feeling and it's worth it.
Do you think your community will continue to grow in Kerry?
Hopefully, yes.
Are the people still coming? the Philippines.
Yes, there's still a lot of people coming actually from the Philippines. Yeah, especially if you're here already and there are reunification of the families, and then they can bring their children, and then the children will come here and then they grow up here as well and mixing, and some of them are kind of married to an Irish also. So we have an Irish Filipino community at the moment, and we are very thankful to the Irish people as well for letting us come here.
And we appreciate your input. I mean, there are a lot of Filipinos nursing, aren't there?
Yes, mostly actually 80% of Filipinos that is here is working in the hospital or in the medical field.
Why is that, do you think?
Because mostly of our people also in the Philippines are more on caring, you know, and nursing. So I think, and we have a good positive feedback from everyone that we are very caring and all. And so it's really good to hear about that.
Teresita, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Hopefully I'll chat to you again because you're very involved in the community here.
Thank you very much, Mary, for inviting me. Maraming salamat from the Philippines. Gurab mahagot.
Nick Cave, Into My Arms.
I don't believe in an interventionist God. I know, darling, that you do. But if I did, I would kneel down and ask him. Not to intervene when it came to you. Well, not to touch your hair in your head, leave you as you are. If he felt he had to direct you, then direct you into my arms. Into my arms, oh Lord. Into my arms, oh Lord. Into my arms, oh Lord. Into my arms. And I don't believe in the existence of angels. But looking at you, I wonder if that's true. If I did, I would summon them together. And ask them to watch over you. Well, to each burn a candle for you, to make bright and clear your path. And to walk like Christ in grace and love and guide you into my arms. Into my arms, oh Lord. Into my arms, oh Lord. Into my arms, oh Lord. Into my arms.
Tomás Kenny, thank you very much for joining me this morning on Horizons. Taizé, you're recruiting for Taizé again. Tell me what you want people to know about Taizé.
Yes, Mary. We are going back to Taizé again this year. The last time we were there was 2022. Last year we were in Lisbon for World Youth Day, so we didn't go to Taizé. We didn't want to be advertising two pilgrimages in the same summer. So we're going back to Taizé this year. Taizé is in the, let me see now, the southwest of France, about 2 hours from Paris. It's in the Burgundy region, lovely countryside. It's a monastery on a hill, really. But the special welcome for young people in Taizé. And we're going from June 23rd, that's a Sunday, and we're returning the following Sunday, June 30th. And we're bringing a group of young people from the diocese.
Are the parishes involved in the recruitment, Tomás?
Yeah, we're hoping the parishes will encourage as many as possible to go.
And Josh Egan was talking about this just last week on Horizons. He said it made a huge difference to him. He really loved the experience.
Yeah, I think you'll get a different experience of church, Christian faith community, depending on where you are in the world. I mean, here in Ireland, we have a certain experience of Christian faith and the Catholic Church in Ireland. It tends to be through Mass, and that tends to be the extent of our experience, which is a pity, really. There's so much more to church and to Christian faith. But when you go to Taizé, you can see that. Now, Taizé is ecumenical. It's for all Christian faiths. So you'll have a number of the Reformed traditions. It's very popular with Norwegians and Swedish people, Taizé. You'll get Anglicans, you know, from Great Britain. You'll get a lot. And then you'll have Catholics attending as well, some Orthodox faiths. And you might even get other world religions, but it tends to be for Christians. So I just think the experience young people get when they see people of their own age gathering in big numbers, you could be talking about 3,000 to 4,000 people there at any given week from all over the world, all Christians.
And we're facilitating it, and we hope lots of young people pick up on it.
That's it. That's it.
If people want to find out more about it,
yeah, they can contact myself. Yeah, and they'll get my details on the website, dioceseofkerry.ie. No problem at all. And I'll update you on the costs and that sort of thing. We have to finalise those details, but I'll do that if you get in touch.
Tomás Kenny, thank you very much.
Thanks, Mary.
After the break, I chat with Father Joe McGrath about getting out of God's way.